Now I can really focus. Oh, come on. It is necessary. An early drink can really help your mind wind down. Plus, my father always goes there. Like I said before, it's hard to find people you can trust in this city. That bartender's one of us. Who said the mafia can't work regular jobs? Not everyone can be running around with all the big stuff, you know? Not that he's not working on a pretty big job right now. It's kind of important. But looks can be deceiving. Either way, even for people who just do their jobs regularly, it's good to have people all over the city. And I like to check up on them, make sure they're still loyal. And I think that will be my excuse for getting a drink. I was taught that way since I was little. Not the drink part. That's damn true. Fear is the best way to make sure people do what they're told. Well, hey, it worked for me. You're a different case. I'm still kind of surprised how calm you are about all of this. It's starting to spread around that you're my boyfriend. My father will find out soon. Fake boyfriend, right, whatever. But they don't know that. But when fear doesn't work, cash does. So lucky for you. You must really need that money, huh? Oh, right, well, tonight is date night. Still gotta go a while before it gets dark, but we're going to a really fancy spot. Tons of businessmen go there. The real stuck-up kind. The kind who have more money than they know what to do with. And those guys are exactly what we need. Still not following, huh? Let me explain it this way. How many dollars does it take to make someone satisfied? Take a guess. Go on. A million. All right. Real easy living on that, as long as you play your cards right. But until you see that $2 million house, you just have to have it. So then what? Okay, 20 million. Now we're getting somewhere. Until your relatives start coming for your cash and you need to hire a security team. A billion, why not, right? Good luck finding a wife that loves you for you with $1 billion in your bank accounts. They'll climb and climb and climb and keep looking for more cash. They throw their lives away for it. Until material items are the only thing they can get. I want you to watch when we get to the restaurant. I want you to see how many men are eating alone. They've turned themselves into zombies. And all zombies need is a little push to do exactly what you say. As long as you have something they want. In this case, something they want is a person who can see them for them, not their cash. Well, the ones who haven't given up on that. Don't let it get to your head. If you think of it as sad, you won't be able to hold up to the stuff you'll see over the next few weeks. You're going to witness some crazy stuff. There are parts of this world that you could not imagine. That's one of the things my father teaches the thugs, you know. When it comes to outsiders, pretend like you know everything, no matter what they say. I don't know why, actually, but it sure does piss some people off. I think he does it as a joke, because it's not really all that safe to do. All right, let's get you suited up. Well, there's a dress code, obviously. You can't just walk into a restaurant like that. No, I'll use my dad's card. He'll see the charge and know something's up, and he will definitely be super angry you didn't pay for it yourself. If he sees that I bought something like that for you to take you out, he'll freak. He'll want to kill you. Calm down. I didn't say he would. Look, as far as he will know, we'll be dating. He'll never do anything to hurt me. Oh, right, that. Yeah, I went to the pool party. And no, I didn't wear the suit. Real reason? Because the marks were pathetic. Looked like I had a mild rash. Do better. Just being honest. I want my dad to think I'm up to something he wouldn't approve of. I don't want him to think I mildly grazed some poison ivy on the way there. It's not a big deal. Ugh, you are so annoying. Who's the one paying you here? Come on. It's fine. I've been here before. What size do you wear? Try this. Yeah, I'm trying to disappoint my father, but I'm not trying to be seen with someone wearing a tacky outfit. This suit is best on you. Trust me. Seated right away. Aren't you glad I called ahead? Order something for me, Kay? I don't know, just whatever looks good. Chicken Kiev? Am I 9? Let me look. Let's do the oysters. What? Of course not. These are cooked oysters. Get the Chardonnay. My father hates it. If he asks, I'll tell him it was your choice. My dad says you can tell a lot about a man and what alcohol he enjoys. All the secrets, all the things he wouldn't tell anyone. But everyone tends to be open about their alcohol. Oh, take a look around. There are more people than usual tonight. They put out more tables. I knew they'd be booked. You'll learn over time that I plan absolutely everything. This table, that security camera, right now. Shh, shut up and kiss me. Lean in. I mentioned that my father has people all over the city. If there's a security camera, we have eyes there, no matter where it is. Like I said, there's a whole world you haven't seen yet. I want to introduce you to it. Well, there's something about you. Maybe that drink this morning messed with my head, but I might have a little crush on you. If you're smiling because you're flustered, you shouldn't be. The only special things about me are the bad things. Don't argue with me. You'll always lose anyway. And hey, for the next few weeks, if this really is a crush, this will be a lot of fun. What's with that look? That look right now, you're all... Well, guess you don't really care much about crushes then. I can read your expressions like a book. I know exactly what you're thinking. Then you can read my expressions too. I'm not actually annoyed. After dinner, let's find a hotel, okay? Yeah, I love oysters, but they really always put me in a certain mood. Don't get ahead of yourself. It's a small meal, so I always feel so... How to put it? Maybe it just feels like a breath of fresh air after all the meals at home. It always gets me energized. Picture incredibly expensive meal with incredibly expensive ingredients prepared by an average chef from a show set in the 1960s. An example, huh? Alright, well, a few nights ago, we had meatloaf that tasted like salty dust. My father insists we get family to prepare our meals. You can probably understand why. For safety, dumbass. Poison. No, that's not just a thing in movies, what? But great cooking doesn't really run in the family. It's alright, at least sometimes, but it's nice to go out for a meal. Don't give me those eyes. We're in public. And I was just talking about meatloaf. Gosh, alright. You're making it hard to pretend I don't love when you get like this. Come on. Let's find a place. Man. No, not tired. Just enjoying the night. Open the window. We're high enough up. It's fine. That's nice. Last time I might have rushed things. Let's take it nice and slow. Can I tell you a secret? The way you fucked me last time, I tried to recreate it with toys, but it's not the same. I've been really looking forward to this. Right, shower. This is a higher class place. The shower is big. Do you want to share? It's not so bad, huh? No, I've never been here before. I might want to come back, though. Could be our regular spot. Whoa, handsy. Oh, this is... I don't know. I haven't been this horny in a long time. I can't really put my finger on it. The oysters? Is that really a thing? No, that's not it. I definitely do have a crush on you. I hope that's alright. I'd rather you not answer. I just want to enjoy myself. Touch me here. Oh, it poked me. You're getting hard. Excuse me? Don't start getting entitled. I like it when you're dominant, not whatever that was. No, you can't put it in my ass. Because you'll have to earn something like that. And what about my pussy? Not enough for you? Don't turn things around like that. Of course I want you to touch me everywhere. But this is my most special place. You should enjoy it more. You find a way to make everything romantic. It's dangerous. I get the feeling you could talk your way into anything. But not with me. Like I said, you need to earn something like that. I want you inside me here. You didn't used to be like this. Before, you were too nervous to do much on your own. Now you're kissing where you please, telling me what you want. Though, last time, you wanted to eat me out, didn't you? Stop! Gosh. You want to do absolutely everything. I'd rather have you inside. Next time, honey. Right here. Okay. It's fine in the shower, right? But you'll have to support me. Okay, can you do that? Okay, I'm trusting you. If it... Okay, but I was gonna say, if it gets too much, just tell me and... Okay. You're really sure you can handle it? Fine. I'll leave it to you. Then how do you want me? Which way? Really? Well, I thought you might want me from behind. What do you mean you want to see my face? I don't know how I feel about you being this romantic. Well, I do like it, yeah, but... I don't know. Maybe you'll just have to get used to it. I'll face you. Oh, okay. Are you sure you can hold me like this? I mean, I know I'm small, but... if you slip and fall, we're both doomed. Okay, be careful. Okay. Oh, yeah, good boy. You know, you ruin toys for me. I thought that might make you proud. You're evil. Absolutely evil. I like those toys. So you better replace them, okay? Replace my toys with you, not with other toys. No, you don't have to wait. Just fuck me. Come on. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh, take it slow. Oh. 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 Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I was thinking about it for so fucking long. I was laying awake last night. I was thinking about you. I opened my legs and I imagined that you were there. I couldn't stop touching myself. I missed you so much. Oh, this is bad. 'Cause I like you, dumbass. I'm not supposed to like you. But you feel so good. And you're hot. You're sweet, and you have such a fucking good dick. Not that that really, affected me liking you. Your dick. Oh, not right now. I want to come first. Maybe after. Oh, I want to see it up close. If we have sex a lot, you think maybe one day you might make me and your shape. Oh, it's not realistic, is it? But I like to think about it. I like to imagine what it would be like. Oh, to be your cock sleeve. I want to be used by you all the time. I want you to use me. All the time. Oh, fuck me. You're so good at this. Oh, the way you angle. Oh, you know where every part of me is. Kiss me again. Try to keep it slow, okay? Because I don't want to come yet. I'm already really close. Wait. Slow down. But I'm gonna come if you don't. Then pull it out. I don't want to come this fast. Jackass. Oh, I told you to pull it out. I didn't want to come yet. Of course I'm ready for more. Oh, that was so good. You know, usually when I'm getting off, I think a lot of weird things. But when I'm done, sometimes I can get a clearer view. Well, I was thinking just now, all that stuff I said about liking you and everything, it didn't go away. In fact, I like you a lot. Too much. I want people to know that. Can we go out for real? I know. But if you'll give me a chance, I know that my situation is a little weird. It might be dangerous for you. And I'll still definitely pay you, but I have feelings for you. I didn't want to, but I do. So, before we go to that bed and I let you tongue me, tell me you'll be my boyfriend. I know it's dangerous. Please. You're out of your damn mind. But I'm really glad you are. You have a deal.